Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Peak Northwest, an outdoors and travel podcast by The Oregonian and Oregon Live, dedicated to the adventure and exploration of our beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm Jamie Hale.
And I'm Jim Ryan, and together we take you to some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in our region, discussing where to go, what to do, and places to see. And today we are headed back down to Southwest Oregon, where we'll be exploring all there is to see and do along the Lower Rogue River. And Jamie, for those who might not be super familiar with Oregon geography, where exactly is the Lower Rogue and what makes it so special?
The full Rogue River, Jim, runs about 215 miles from its source up in Crater Lake, or just around Crater Lake, all the way down to the Pacific Ocean. The Lower Rogue is considered sort of that final stretch of river, which runs about 84 miles between Grants Pass and Gold Beach. And that entire 84-mile stretch is officially designated as a wild and scenic river, which means it has additional environmental protections. There are some wilderness areas there where you can, obviously get away from it all a little bit more. You know, in addition to all of the really great natural beauty, it's actually got a pretty rich history there as well. So the Talawa Dene and Takelma people, as well as the Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua tribe and the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians, all claim the Lower Rogue as their ancestral homeland. Now, French fur trappers, when they first came through there in like the 1820s, I want to say, called these indigenous people Les Coquins. Oh my God, Jim, my French pronunciation is not on par.
I mean, you did great with a lot of other difficult pronunciations.
It's like that coquin. I'm sorry, French speakers, I'm butchering this. But that word basically means scoundrels or rascals, apparently because of the resistance that those indigenous people put up against the white settlers who were descending upon their home. So the river was named La Riviera au Coquin, which was later translated into Rogue River, to give you a very detailed history lesson about the Lower Rogue River.
I was going to say, when I prompted you on that, I was not expecting this dive here. No river pun intended. I mean, that was fantastic, complete with good pronunciation, maybe poor French, but that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Not a big deal. Fascinating history, actually. And, you know, you wonder how a name like The Rogue, kind of this hardcore, fun name, geez, how did it get the name of The Rogue? You know, you would think, you could wager a guess that it's like, oh, because it has lots of rapids and it's a kind of a rough river. Little did we know, how it actually got its meaning. So, very cool. Thank you for the history lesson. And of course, Jamie, all that is to say, these days, the river is probably best known for all of its recreation opportunities, right? So we're talking rafting, backpacking, mountain biking, hiking, jet boats, Jamie, kayaking, the whole nine yards. So there is tons we could cover here and tons we will cover. But take your pick. Where do you want to start here?
Jim, I would like to start with, the opportunities to explore the river by trail. And the best place to do that, is the Rogue River Trail itself,
yes,
which is
sir.
Just a phenomenal place.
Mm-hmm. You have told me a lot about this. We've actually referenced this more than referenced, we have talked about the Rogue River Trail on a previous episode of the podcast, I believe with our colleague Shane Dixon Cavanaugh, if I'm not mistaken, Jamie.
That's right. Yeah, that was, a long time ago, I think.
Long time ago. We've been doing this podcast for a good while now. But, man, this is a unique trail. Goes right along the river. And Jamie has all of these cool places to stay, in addition to camping as well.
Yeah, so it's a 40-mile trail that is good for backpacking. It's also used by rafters, kayakers, people who are traveling down the river by boat. And there's also several lodges along the river where you can do a lodge-to-lodge experience if you so desire. Or some people combine literally all of those ways to do it, and they have themselves a boating, backpacking, lodge bonanza, which is a really cool way to experience the outdoors in Oregon. I backpacked it once. It was actually my first backpacking trip I ever did. Did a little solo trip down the Rogue River Trail and had just a wonderful time. It's just a beautiful place. Just with incredible views of the river the entire way.
All right. So Jamie, this has to have a particularly special place in kind of your outdoor memory box, if you will. Let's picture you keeping this little like wooden box in your closet with all your outdoor memories. Anyway, bad visual, but
no, it's really sweet. I like that. That's a really sweet visual.
Yeah. Fine. Memory visual. Box. Good visual.
Yeah.
For folks maybe who have not been along the Rogue, put us there. Give us a little description, some visual. What does it look, feel like to hike this trail or to be kind of in this river ecosystem?
Well, they talk about it being wild and scenic, and those words are really, really applicable to the Rogue itself. I mean, it is a sort of a steep canyon in there. So you've got this sort of steep forested canyon. It's not super deep. It's not like Hell's Canyon or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You have just that classic Oregon forest you see down there in the southwest part of our state. There are some good rapids on the river. There's some great small waterfalls you might see pouring off from the cliffs alongside it. A lot of open areas where you get lots of sun and little places to sort of tuck away into the trees with little trickling creeks coming off and feeding into the river itself. It's a really, really magical spot.
Sounds magical. Sounds like a lot of fun. And of course, if backpacking isn't your flavor, there is plenty of day hiking to be done, both on the Rogue River Trail itself and near the mouth of the river on other trails.
Yeah, you can technically day hike the Rogue if you are, coming in, say, by jet boat to the Paradise Lodge. You can do some day hiking there. Or there's an option to drive in to a trailhead that's kind of around the middle of the trail and day hike in from there. I did that once, but I have to say it is a long and not super pleasant drive to get there. So not the best way.
Sure.
So for those who want to do just like some quick day hikes and just, go up river on the Rogue a little bit, there are two really nice, small, short, easy trails that are pretty close to the mouth of the river there at Gold Beach. I did these earlier this spring. The Myrtle Tree Trail features the largest myrtle tree in Oregon, which is super cool. Okay. And there's the Francis Schrader Old Growth Trail, which is a little interpretive trail that has some nice old growth. And some of those classic little interpretive signs that tell you about the forest ecology and those sorts of things. So a couple of nice spots if you want to just check out what the nature looks like in that area.
Opportunities for high adventure abound in this area, probably best known for its river sports. But for folks who want to get out on two wheels, a little mountain biking, the Lower Rogue River Trail, Jamie, I've clicked on the link you put in our planning document here, and we're talking 12 and a half miles, a lot of up, a lot of down, a difficult trail for folks rated as Black Diamond on the site that we're referencing here, but an option for those of us who like to get out on two wheels here.
Yeah, and this is also another option for people if mountain biking seems like it's going to be too difficult for this. You can check out the Lower Rogue River Trail just by foot. I went and did that again over this last spring, and it's not, it's not quite like the main Rogue River Trail. There aren't a lot of like river views. It's pretty much just all forest. So it's not a great destination if you're looking for that sort of thing. But if you just want to get out somewhere quiet where there's not going to be a lot of people, save maybe the, mountain bike passing you as they're trying to cross this brutal trail. It's a good spot to really get away from everything.
I like that, Jamie. But of course, the kind of most attractive, most well-known, feature of the region is the river itself and traveling down it by raft or kayak. Jamie, have you on the Rogue or elsewhere done any whitewater rafting by any chance?
I've done a little bit of whitewater rafting in my time. Not my favorite activity, just sure. Speaking personally.
Sure, you're allowed to not love it.
But, you know, if you are into paddling of any kind, the Rogue River is an excellent spot to do it. And there are a ton of outfitters that will take you down the Rogue on, you know, some multi-day excursions or what have you. So really, really cool spot to do that.
Super cool spot. I've had some fascination recently with whitewater rafting. It's something I think maybe I've done twice in my life, and have decided that it's probably not the right thing for me to do right now. I'm coming off an ankle injury that probably would not sit well with kind of having to wedge my feet in the boat and keep myself upright and whatnot, but I don't know. For whatever reason, this summer I've had whitewater fantasies. So perhaps next year, if you will.
I like that, Jim. That's a cool outdoors fantasy to have. I mean, and it's a great opportunity to get out on the water. I love boats in general. So, I love the idea of getting out there on the open water. And as I hiked the Rogue River Trail, I saw lots of people who were kayaking, rafting down the river. Looked like just a super fun time.
I bet. And to be clear, kayaking, we're talking, Jamie, I'd assume this is whitewater kayaking. This isn't you and I are going out for like a casual Willamette River paddle here. This is hardcore stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the most hardcore in the Northwest, but it is, sure. It is something. It's not flat water, right? This is definitely kayaking where, you need to know what you're doing and have the right gear and equipment and all of that stuff.
And our folks, maybe I'm venturing beyond, what you know specifically about the way these folks travel the river, but are they packing all of their overnight stuff in their kayak and going from there?
I've seen that with the rafts specifically. I've seen mostly rafts on there, and you'll see, tour with, you got all your stuff just strapped on, and, you got your tour guide in the back with the two big long oars. Mm-hmm. It is definitely one of these places where, you are doing these great overnight excursions. Yeah. And what a lot of people do is they raft down to one of the lodges, stay overnight there, and continue their way down the river. So for those who aren't into camping, but who are into paddling, that's a really cool option too.
I mean, that sounds great, honestly. I mean, there is, of course, a magic, and I know you love it and I love it, of setting up camp, having that experience, but there's also something special, though I've never done this specifically, about going into the wilderness and then being able to end your day at like a relatively plush establishment. You're sleeping on some form of mattress, I assume. You're getting food either prepared for you or otherwise available. That is primo accommodation, especially after a long, probably sweaty, probably hot day.
It is, having had that experience backpacking, it was super nice. So luxurious.
I bet it's not taken much to sell me on that. I'm big into like the idea of in Europe a lot about like hut to hut kind of backpacking, mm-hmm. or ski touring or something like that. And the infrastructure for that is not nearly equivalent in the United States. That's much less common. And I wouldn't change the way our wilderness is set up, set up wilderness, I suppose. But I wouldn't want, hundreds of cabins strewn about our wilderness areas. It's pretty cool when you have an opportunity to stay in one like that, stay in one of those cabins. So would love to check that out someday.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. And, as we're talking about ways to travel the Rogue River by water, mm-hmm. we got to mention, of course, the jet boats.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just a really cool experience. It's not for everyone, of course. Jet boats tend to be loud and fast and, a little uncomfortable after a couple hours. But it's such a unique way to go experience the river. So there's Jerry's Rogue Jets, which operates out of Gold Beach, runs these jet boats, and you can go down there and get, you know, a couple hour tour upriver. They go as far as Paradise Lodge. So what a lot of people like to do is get the jet boat up to Paradise Lodge, stay the night, and jet boat back down the next day. Of course, you can just do a nice little, you know, one day in the jet boat and see the river that way. But it's a really cool way to see a bunch of the river in, you know, relatively short period of time.
Very cool, Jamie. I would check that out. I'm not as much for the motorized travel options, but I would try that.
I did it the one time and it was a really cool experience. But, you know, again, it's not for everyone. One final way that we want to mention about visiting the Rogue River, of course, is the old good old fashioned American road trip.
Yep.
You can get in your car and take a nice scenic drive on the roads that lead alongside the Rogue on this section. So one of my favorite things to do is to come in from the eastern side, so from I-5, and go along Galise Road, which goes by a town of the same name, and goes past this really, really beautiful spot called Hellgate Canyon, where there's this really nice sort of bridge leading over the river in this beautiful canyon, some viewpoints you can stop off and get some pictures. It's just a really, really nice spot. And if you're coming, of course, from the ocean, you can come in from Gold Beach and take good old Jerry's Flat Road, which leads along the river from the west end. And there's also a place called Agnes Road, which kind of goes up to the town of Agnes, where there are a bunch of lodges situated and, you know, again, more scenic places to stop off, take a picture, spend a day on the river, a lot of places to do that.
Jamie, all sounds good. Any of these options here, whether by bike, car, raft, kayak, or of course on foot, plenty to do and see down along the Rogue. Now, we are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about where to stay as you're exploring the Lower Rogue River. All right, folks, we are back. We are talking about adventuring along the Lower Rogue River. Say that 10 times fast, if you will. Jamie, we've talked about the lodges, and I've gushed about how cool this sounds, but that's the obvious starting point here. Can you give us a little bit of some of the specifics as to what folks should expect before booking a night in one of these fine establishments?
Well, I'll speak to the one that I have stayed at personally, and that is the Paradise Lodge, which is right there on the river in that kind of wild and scenic stretch in the wilderness there. It is a spot that they've got lodge rooms. They have separate cabins that are outside. They serve you breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the lodge itself.
Yeah.
They're cooking on site. They have lots of areas to, you know, if you want to play like volleyball, they've got that. They've got the trail. The Rogue River Trail runs right through the property. So you can go off and day hike those sections if you want or continue backpacking on your way. It is just a really cool spot. Fun fact, it was a spot visited by our own former First Lady, Laura Bush, who apparently did a rafting camping trip that also included a stay at the Paradise Lodge. So, you know, there you have it. If good enough for Laura Bush, it's good enough, I think, for any of us.
I think for the remainder of us, it'll be just fine.
Just fine, yeah. So that's a great option there. I love the Paradise Lodge. I've stayed there a couple times, and it's just a super, super cool spot. There's also the Tutu Tun Lodge, which I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that exactly correctly, but that is a little bit farther downriver, closer to Gold Beach, and it's got a great reputation. I just haven't stayed there and can't quite vouch for it myself, but again, you're looking at something that is a little bit more of a luxurious sleeping situation than sleeping on the ground, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's right there on the river. So a really nice spot to go out there and just soak in some of that natural beauty.
Love to hear that, Jamie. Of course, we should note, too, there's several options around Agnes, the town you referenced before the break. And of course, campgrounds galore, right? We're talking, I think, Jamie, you had wrote there are three Forest Service, U.S. Forest Service sites on the river itself, right? We've got Lobster Creek, Foster Bar, and then we're going to test my pronunciation here. Quosatana?
That looks right to me.
Do you have any idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly?
That's how I would have said it.
All right. Yeah. Fair. And all of this is, of course, in addition to dispersed camping along the Rogue River Trail. Jamie, when you backpacked the trail, you dispersed camped for two nights and then one night in a lodge, correct? That's how you did it?
And then I did a final night. I did four nights total. So my fourth night was back out, dispersed camping again.
Got it.
And that was, I think, a fun way to do it. Got my rest and relaxation in the lodge and then had one more night back out there. And Jim, you know, we mentioned these campgrounds. These are all also places that double as good day use sites. So if you were looking to just pull up to, you know, sort of, to one of these rocky beaches along the Lower Rogue and just maybe go fishing or just sit out there and sunbathe, places like Lobster Creek, Foster Bar are great places to do that too.
Gotta love it. That all goes without saying, Jamie, for folks traveling maybe in an RV or something like that, there are RV parks, you know, available for folks, especially near Gold Beach, hotels galore. You know, you've got lodging in Gold Beach, Grants Pass, and of course the small towns along the river. If you're looking for a little bit more of your own space, I don't know, Jamie, if you have any specific recommendations, but it seems like you're probably not going to go wrong.
No. And I mean, Gold Beach and Grants Pass are also both really cool small towns. Mm-hmm. I love spending time in both of those towns. So you can find restaurants. You can find beaches, of course, in Gold Beach, ocean beaches. Grants Pass is a really good wine scene. There's all kinds of stuff. One of my favorite little restaurants on the coast is called Barnacle Bistro. And ooh, I highly recommend a stop at Barnacle Bistro if you are going through Gold Beach.
All right, Jamie, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is the one? Should we be getting sandwiches? Should we be getting a salad? What's on tap at the bistro that you got to have if you're coming through?
I mean, all kinds of stuff. Last time I had a fried fish sandwich, that was really, really good. They do salads, which are good too. They do burgers. They do like all kinds of stuff that's a little bit different. And they're also pouring some beer from Arch Rock Brewing, which is just a tiny little brewery there in Gold Beach, but it is an award-winning brewery. And they do some great stuff. So if you are a hophead, definitely check out Arch Rock Brewing. You can find it there, all their stuff there at Barnacle Bistro.
Cool, my man. I feel like I'm exhausted just with all of the different options we laid out here. There is so much going on. I mean, truly, if you are an outdoorsy person and you can't find something that you enjoy in this neck of the woods, I think, needless to say, I've got questions.
What's great about the Lower Rogue too is even if you're not that much of an outdoorsy person, you can say drive down to Gold Beach, you know, take a jet boat tour up the river, or you can drive up to one of the lodges and spend some time in luxury just looking outside your window mm-hmm. at the beautiful scenery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could the youngsters on a family trip could go set off and do some rafting. Some of the folks who are not as adventuresome could hop on a jet boat. Those who don't want to partake at all could go sightsee, along the river, go to a couple viewpoints and maybe go grab a brew at the brewery you referenced. So not a lack of options here, to say the least.
Exactly. Yeah. The point is that the Lower Rogue is just a really cool, I mean, it's jam packed in this episode because there's so much to do there.
Totally.
It's a place to go where you can find whatever you're looking for. You can find it there in the Lower Rogue.
Well, Jamie, no better way to end it than that. So folks, until next time here on the show, you can watch our videos on the Oregonians YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram at Peak Northwest and view all of our travel and outdoors coverage on OregonLive.com/travel. Please leave us a rating or review if you enjoy the show. And if you want to support this podcast and our local journalism, please consider a subscription to Oregon Live. You can find details, of course, at OregonLive.com/podsupport. This episode of the show was produced by me, Jim Ryan, alongside Jamie Hale and Andrew Thien.
Stay safe and happy travels, everyone. Until next time, we leave you with this 10 seconds of Zen.